You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. It is Friday, the 18th of May, Australian time. The US Embassy opened in Arnon in Jerusalem on Monday, on a day that Prime Minister Netanyahu described as historic. President Donald Trump sent a pre-recorded video in which he said, exactly 70 years ago, the United States under Harry Truman became the first nation to recognize the State of Israel. Today, we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations, it's been a long time coming. Emotional speeches were given by President Reuven Rivlin, U.S. Special Envoy Jared Kushner, and U.S. Ambassador David Friedman before the unveiling of the official symbol of the embassy by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the President's daughter Ivanka Trump. Just as Guatemala followed the United States in May 1948 and was the second country to recognize Israel, it became the second state after the U.S. on Wednesday to open its embassy in Jerusalem. Paraguay's President Horacio Cartes will open their country's new embassy, Israel, in Jerusalem this coming Tuesday. Turkish President Erdogan said in London on Monday that the U.S. has lost its role as mediator in the Middle East for moving its embassy to Jerusalem. Hezbollah said the U.S. decision to move American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is a unilateral step the Palestinians will not accept, and therefore it is worthless. On Monday, 40,000 Palestinians participated in violent riots along the Gaza security fence. Israel maintains that Monday's demonstration, and those that preceded it, was not a popular uprising, but a Hamas-led military operation to break through the border fence, to carry out attacks on IDF soldiers and potentially Israeli civilians, under the cover of innocent protests. Various instructions from Hamas to the Gazan population about where to gather and how to behave have been released on social media, all pointing to the fact that violence and breaching the border was the intention of the protests. Further support for Israel's position was provided when Israeli troops fended off an attempted incursion into Israeli territory by a cell of 8 armed Hamas operatives in the northern Gaza Strip during Monday's border clashes. All 8 were killed in the gun battle with soldiers from the IDF's elite Maglan unit. The Gaza Health Ministry said on Tuesday that 62 Palestinians were killed and over 2,700 injured in the clashes on Monday and Tuesday. The Palestinian Authority government accused Israel of committing a terrible massacre. A Hamas official on Wednesday acknowledged that 50 of the Palestinians reported killed were its members. Islamic Jihad said on Tuesday that 3 of the dead were its members. Of the 9 civilian deaths, one report that caught the attention of world media was of a baby supposedly killed by tear gas. It has now been revealed that 8-month-old Leila Gandour had a hole in her heart and was brought to the protests in a Hamas-supplied bus by her 11-year-old brother. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman on Thursday called for Israel and the United States to withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Council over what he termed the panel's hypocrisy in criticising the Jewish state's Gaza policy. Lieberman's comments came the day before the UNHRC was scheduled to hold a special session to discuss the recent violent clashes on the Gaza border, in which dozens of Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire. Turkey's foreign minister said on Thursday that Israel should be tried at the International Criminal Court for massacring Palestinians in recent clashes on the Gaza border, saying Ankara was effectively helping the Palestinian Authority prepare a lawsuit against Israel. Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Israel should be taken to the International Criminal Court. Since third parties cannot do it, Palestine needs to initiate this. Prime Minister Erdogan said on Monday that Israel is a terror state that has committed a genocide. Netanyahu hit back a day later, saying that as a prime supporter of Hamas, the Turkish leader was himself involved in terrorism and slaughter. Following Netanyahu's criticism, Turkey expelled Israeli ambassador Eitan Na'er, prompting Israel to respond in kind, ousting Turkey's consul to Jerusalem. Turkey, in turn, ordered Israel's consul in Istanbul to leave the country. The feud continued on Wednesday, with Foreign Minister Lieberman reprimanding a senior Turkish envoy over the humiliation hours earlier of Ambassador Na'er as he boarded a flight to Tel Aviv. Turkey on Monday recalled its ambassadors from Israel and the United States in protest of Israel's handling of the Gaza border riots. Today, on Thursday, Israel's Knesset finally formally acknowledged the Armenian genocide carried out by Turkey in the early 20th century. The proposal was overwhelmingly supported by all parties, with some MKs admitting that their support was retribution for Turkey's recent behavior, while for others it was a long overdue moral issue. On Wednesday, shots were fired from Gaza at an IDF aircraft. Rounds hit a number of homes in Sderot. The damage was minimal and nobody was injured. Earlier in the day, shots were fired at Israeli soldiers stationed on the border. There were no reports of injuries. In response, an IDF tank fired on a Hamas military position in the northern Gaza Strip. A few hours after the machine gun fire hit the Sderot homes, Israeli troops on the border were again shot at, this time near southern Gaza. In response, an Israeli tank destroyed two Hamas observation posts in southern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday credited the army's determination for the sharp drop in violence on the Gaza border over the day, vowing Israel would continue working to prevent any attempted attacks from the coastal enclave. Rejecting Hamas's claims that the border protests were non-violent, Netanyahu said the riots were a warlike move by Hamas. The Bezalel Arts Academy in Jerusalem drew criticism on Wednesday after posters were put up on its walls displaying names and ages of all Palestinians killed in clashes on the Gaza border. Other banners featured a map of the Gaza Strip with the words, "Not Your Toy," a reference to Israel's 2018 Eurovision Song Contest winner, Toy. The display was made by a group of Arab students, one of whom said that we are all Palestinians, we're all one nation. This is our only way to make our voice heard. Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein said that while freedom of speech was a top value, people, even artists, need to know how to limit themselves. I would suggest that the new self-styled protest artists remember that our soldiers on the Gaza border are also guarding them. Nakba, the anniversary of the creation of the State of Israel in the secular calendar, marked by Palestinians as a catastrophe, was the quietest for many years. On Monday, a small number of Palestinians rioted at Calandia, north of Jerusalem, an hour before the U.S. Embassy was open. Tuesday and Wednesday saw reduced violence, though there are fears of an escalation tomorrow, Friday. The first Friday of the Islamic month of Ramadan is usually associated with violence, particularly in Jerusalem. Netta Barzilai returned to Israel on Monday after her Eurovision victory and gave an interview and performance to adoring fans in Tel Aviv's Rabin Square that same evening. Culture and Sports Minister Miri Regev has already confirmed that the contest will be held in Jerusalem next year, that there will be no violation of Shabbat, and that politicians will keep their distance. And after this Shabbat, Israel will be celebrating the festival of Shavuot. What began as a Kabbalistic ritual, staying up all night to study, Tikkun Leil Shavuot, has become a national pastime, with museums and cultural centres joining synagogues as sites of all-night learning for the entire community. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio and wishing everybody Chag Sameach.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.